BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
His Wednesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes our mad inventor Colin Furze. He's got an invention today just for students and also wants you to come up with some ideas. Chris invites himself to an award ceremony as a presenter, and Alice Levine plays Real or No Real. Scott Mills here. It's 1:15 on Wednesday afternoon. Let's not forget that we all probably need a bit of a bumbleo Wednesday today, first week back at work for a lot of people. And I have to say, the Indiana video of her playing Innuendo Bingo yesterday is quite something.
It's so good.
Yes.
Have you seen the one on Radio 1 Facebook right now? They've written, we do love it when Innuendo Bingo produces its own innuendos.
Yes.
And it was that moment when Indiana did that one yesterday.
I've got it right here, actually. Now, play nice, everyone, please. Indiana, you stood up then and spurted over him.
Yeah, but every time I bend over, he gets it down my back.
Chris? You're right there, Chris. You're right.
I can't see.
She is brilliant.
The video is even better when you see it. It's on the Radio 1 Facebook right now.
Slight error there when she chose the outfit beforehand, I think, for Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah, maybe not the most thought through.
Don't wear a black bra and a white top is my tip for, or maybe not, for fellow players when they come in again. But thank you, Indiana, for a brilliant bingo yesterday. You can see it on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. Included some excellent bingo from Tom Kerridge. Next, we're going to Saturday Morning Kitchen on BBC One. Now, Tom Kerridge is a fan of indulgent food, but I don't know, maybe he's taken it too far this time.
I'm starting with a delicious sweet base to stew my plums in.
So good yesterday. Go watch the video.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
What? Sorry, I've just seen something amazing.
Yes?
It's an actual thing. So tonight is the British Kebab Awards.
Shut up.
It's a thing. The British Kebab Awards.
Where?
It's, I don't know. I'm just looking at details of it at the moment. But British Kebab Awards.
There are awards for everything.
But this is incredible.
I think someone I know once did host the Pork Pie Awards. That's a thing as well. But I've never heard of the British Kebab Awards.
I'm just trying to find the categories.
It's on tonight. What are the
it's
categories?
It's on tonight. It's great.
Best honour? Outstanding sheesh?
I don't know. It doesn't say on here. I think we need to...
Best
I do
chilli
think
sauce.
We need to investigate this further because... I just can't imagine it. I mean, is the award in the shape of a kebab?
Oh, there's so many questions.
There are. There's a lot of questions that are suddenly entering my mind.
You haven't really been to any award ceremonies.
I've been. Well, no, I went to the Brits.
Oh yeah, that's great.
I mean, that was incredible. That
would you
was.
Say this would be better than?
Well,
the
I
Brits?
Don't know. I don't know.
Potentially.
And then when I was at uni, I went to a couple of award ceremonies.
What were those?
Just for like volunteering at the uni.
Mm.
And I mean, they were good.
Mm.
But I just can't imagine that there's a British kebab award.
If anyone's going tonight to the British Kebab Awards and you know anything more about it, then please let us know because we're keen to find out more.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Sarah Cox is going to the British Kebab Awards.
This is unbelievable.
Apparently was talking about it on Radio 2 this morning and did an interview with someone. Someone says they have a friend who's up for an award tonight. What's that? Best Supporting Salad. I stole that from someone else. What?
I'm desperate to go. Can we not start some kind of campaign?
If anyone knows the organisers of the British Kebab Awards, my friend here would love a ticket for tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, this is definitely happening tonight. Dexter in Gloucester is on his way now to the British Kebab Awards. He's on the M4. Zoom into London.
This is the best.
David from Belfast. His parents are on their way on a flight to London for the ceremony tonight. Hashtag Sphinx Kebabs.
This should be bigger than the Brits.
Jamie works for the sponsor of the British Kebab Awards and he's also going tonight. So it's definitely a thing.
There's loads of people going.
Yeah. I wonder who's hosting it.
Is it bad? I mean, I'm keen to go. But how does it work with these things? If I was to say throw my hat in the ring and say, put it out there, I'd quite like to present an award. Is this how it's done? I mean, how do you do... You've presented awards before. I assume you put your name forward.
No, you don't invite yourself to present an award. That's really desperate.
But there's loads of celebrities. They don't come to to you no, personally, do you? You must
really
have to nominate yourself.
It looks desperate.
It's like when you asked me to nominate you for to be in the honours list.
Yeah, well, that's only fair enough. But I
because you can nominate people.
You're messing up again by talking about it. I'll never get that OBE. Don't mention it. No, because it'll be planned months ago. Like, they won't let you've only just found out about the awards half an hour ago, and now you're like, I want to present one. At the British Kebab Awards, not going to happen. They would have planned it for months and months.
I get that.
You can't just nominate yourself. That's like all the begging emails they get from various celebrities on Strictly each year going, please, can I do a dance?
To everyone, the thing is, all celebrities, I think, pretend that they haven't applied. But all the ones on Come Dine With Me, stuff like that, they've all applied.
No, you don't apply. You get
you
asked.
You do apply.
You don't. I've never applied for anything. You are. They ask you.
Okay,
what
I'm going to do is different.
You wait.
I'm going
to put come to you.
I'm going to put it out there. Then. I would love to present at the Kebab Awards tonight. And
you can't do that.
No,
I don't think so.
Hat is in ring.
Right. Do we know who's presenting the awards?
No.
We don't know anything about it.
No.
Right. Someone suggested it might be Jason Donovan. I'm really sorry.
Someone else said that they were going to go, but the tickets cost too much.
Lol.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Sam Bailey is hosting the Kebab Awards. That's not true.
I don't know.
Off X Factor? No.
What are you Maybe saying? Like, why aren't you as excited as me about this?
Because, as I said, there is awards for everything now.
I suppose I've been to so many awards.
Well, no, I just think that these are much more you than they are me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Brilliant.
I'm not averse, Chris, to having a bit of a shaved, you know, bit of meat.
I know.
Again.
After a night out, I've seen you do it.
You've seen me on various floors.
In fact, you're one of those. You know, you'll throw money at your kebab. You'll have your sheesh with shavings on top.
Yeah, often all the meat. Right, so I've actually found the number of the people who organised the Kebab Awards. Keen?
So keen.
I'm having nothing to do with this whatsoever.
Oh, come on, don't be a party pooper.
No, you do it.
Let's get involved.
No, you can do it.
Let's get involved.
But like I said to you before, you can't just invite yourself to present an award. But please, if we call them now, will you ask?
Of course. Come on, and get involved.
You can't do it, no.
Don't be so rubbish.
I'm sitting it out. But you can call them. Do you want to ring them?
I'm ready, yes, okay. Please.
Just invite yourself along, last minute. These are awards that are happening tonight. They would have been planned for ages. I can't believe how many of our listeners are actually up for awards. Okay.
Come on then.
We're being invited to loads of award ceremonies now as well. This is all good. Someone wanted to go to the British Kebab Awards, but when they saw the ticket prices, they thought, sheesh. Not even funny. Okay, oh.
Hello. Hiya.
Hello, are you in charge of the British Kebab Awards tonight?
Yes, it's Ibrahim Douglas from British Kebab Awards, yeah.
Hello, I was just wondering, I know this is really last minute, but I've just been made aware of the awards, and I was wondering if you needed a presenter for the awards tonight.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
My name's Chris Stark. I work on the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Chris, hi. You know, although everything is arranged, but if you are free to join us tonight, we might be able to arrange a slot for you where you can present an award.
Oh, wow. So do you think you could get me on this last minute?
I can try my best, and I think I can.
I work for Radio 1. There's loads of listeners.
Perfect. No, that's very good.
I've been described as a young Hugh Grant before.
Okay, that's very good. We can certainly, you know, try our best, and I believe we can manage that.
I once interviewed Mila Kunis and Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, that's, you know, good for you. I hope you can invite them and bring them over to the awards tonight.
No, unfortunately, I won't be able to bring them with me.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, who else is presenting the awards tonight?
We have quite a lot of members of parliament, some ministers from the government and shadow ministers from the opposition. And we have business people, well-known business people within the industry, who will be presenting awards tonight.
MPs are presenting awards for kebabs?
MPs, ministers, and there'll be quite a lot of business people.
And, right, any celebrities?
No, we don't have celebrities for tonight, no.
Okay.
You will be the celebrity tonight.
This is great. This is huge. So this could be on.
It will be great if you, if you are able to join us. I will. I'm heading towards the venue now. I will sit down and work out whether we can manage that or not. But I'm sure we can.
That was easy. In terms of awards, I've just found the website. Can I ask what award would I be presenting? I'm seeing here outstanding contribution to the kebab.
Okay, I'm not sure whether that's available or not, but I'll go as soon as I'm in the office or in the venue. Okay. I should be able to tell you which award you could potentially present.
This would be a huge honour. I've never presented an award before. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Never?
Never. No.
Okay, kebab awards will be the beginning for you. I'm sure right after the kebab awards, many others will be calling on you to come and present their awards.
What are the other categories?
There's best takeaway in London, best takeaway outside London, there's best value, there's fine dining, there's best chef, best young chef, and so on. There are 14 different categories.
All of kebabs?
Yeah, all kebabs and kebab businesses.
I am very excited. And is there a dress code?
It's lunch suits and cocktail dress.
Okay. I haven't got a suit on me. That's going to be a problem.
You've got to have a suit. Without a suit, we're not allowing anybody to present anything.
What? Really?
Yeah, no suits, no entrance.
Okay, cocktail dress. I haven't got that either.
No, you don't need a cocktail dress. You need a suit.
Is there a meal before?
There's a reception, a drinks reception before the awards, and then there's a three-course meal.
Kebabs?
And good starters, meze, tapas-style food will be served.
Oh, this is a bit of me. This is good.
You've got to make it. It will be fun.
Is kebab the main course?
It's a chicken kebab, although.
Listen, the situation is I am well keen to present an award, if possible, and it would be an honour to present at the British Kebab Awards tonight. Two problems. I haven't got a suit, and I haven't prepared a speech for before I present the award. I assume I'll need to prepare a speech.
You don't need a speech. It will be quite quick. It will be a presentation only, but you could say a few words, but you do need a suit.
A few words. And what about, because I could do a small anecdote about a time I went for a kebab.
That's possible. That's not a problem.
Okay.
But you will need a suit. Without a suit, no anecdote,
I need a
no
suit.
Presentation.
Okay, so if I can get hold of a suit, we can make this happen, and I'll see you tonight.
Great, I'll see you tonight, hopefully. No suit, no presentation.
Okay, we'll figure that out.
All right, mate. Take care.
Is he gone? How did you pull that off?
Winning!
Please? How did you do that?
Huge! I'm so excited.
Like, is it easy to get on and present at every award ceremony?
This is blatantly what you do.
It's happening tonight. I've never done that.
Pride of Britain, that kind of thing.
Hello, is that Pride of Britain? Do you mind if I could...
Put me on. is it that easy?
Well, I think it is for the British Kebab Awards. You're presenting an award tonight at the British Kebab Awards.
If I can get a suit, I need
If you can get a
where
suit.
Where am I going to get a suit?
I don't know. This is my favourite bit from the call. We've just clipped this up at the beginning where you were really begging it. Listen to his response.
I once interviewed Mila Kunis and Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, that's good for you. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I cannot believe you've blagged that.
This is incredible. So
you mustn't just manage to ask yourself into the Kebab Awards as the main person to present an award.
We're
How?
7 days in, but it's definitely my blag of 2015 already. Mills, are you coming?
I've got dance practicing tonight
dance
for this.
It's always dance practice. Can't come out, dance practice.
Well, it is. It's strictly tour time, and I've got four dances.
Dance practice is the lamest excuse.
It's not. Like, they take it very seriously. People buy tickets for this thing. I've got four dances to learn. So no time.
Right, we need to prepare then. One, I need a suit, which is a problem. Two,
you can wear my blazer I'm wearing now if you want.
When you do an award, when you give out an award, so you walk out and you have to do a speech, right?
No, you don't do the speech.
You
don't.
You
really don't. No, you don't write a speech. No, the person picking up the award does the speech. They say a few words. If you like any award ceremony, think about it. So it's like I'm to present the next award for best a supporting salad.
Right.
It's Chris Stark.
Okay.
Then everyone claps.
Everyone claps. On comes Chandelier or something like that, or or the script. I walk out and then I'll say...
I wonder what the music is, the walk-on music.
2014's been a great year for British kebabs.
No, you
and
don't
then
you don't do a speech.
Category.
No, all you do is you open the envelope and go, hello.
You don't just do that, though. You do a small anecdote.
No, you don't. I don't know what award ceremony you're watching. You go, hello, and the nominees are...
No, it's not as simple as that. I say, hello, I'm Chris Starr from Radio 1. 2014's been a great year for the British kebab. And then talk about homegrown talent, that kind of thing.
Please someone tell him he's wrong. The person accepting the kebab award does the speech.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're still talking about the British Kebab Awards. I know we've been doing this for an hour now, but I can't believe that my friend here has managed to blag it so much. It was really easy. One phone call, and tonight you're presenting an award.
this is one of the biggest moments of my life. I think it's fair to say. I've been working on my speech anyway. Mm. Do you want to hear it?
You don't... Okay, well, you do a speech if you want, but like I said, I'm nothing to do it because you don't do a speech. You're just... No, you're doing the presentation. You just say the nominees are. Get on and get off.
Generally, you go out, you say a joke or something like that, then you do the thing. Anyway, ready?
Yeah.
So, do you want to introduce me? Presenting the award.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the next kebab award... Chris Stark!
And then the song, maybe Foo Fighters' Hero comes in there. Here comes my hero.
Okay.
And then I walk out.
I don't have that right now, but sure.
2014 has been a great year for British kebabs. Whilst Ed Sheeran has done well in the world of music, the homegrown kebab talent has been enjoying equal success. From Donners to Sheesh, 2014 saw particular success... Oh, I don't do this. ...in the hybrid mixed meats kebab. British chilli sauce is now the market leader in...
And then they'll fade you out a Golden Globe star when you've been going on too long. When you hear that music, it's time to shut up. Hey, listen, what about if you announce the wrong award tonight? Wrong person.
Because
it's easy to do. Do you remember on Australia's Next Top Model? That was awful when she announced the winner. Listen to this.
So the winner and Australia's Next Top Model for 2010 is... you, Kelsey.
Oh, wow.
And that was wrong.
But it wasn't her.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say right now. I'm feeling a bit sick about this. I don't know what to say. This was a complete accident. I'm so sorry. It's Amanda. I'm so sorry.
That doesn't sound like an accident at all. The way she's saying it is...
I'm so sorry. And then she blames, it's like, oh, they tell me the wrong person in my ear. Don't blame someone else. You got the wrong person.
It's Amanda.
Oh, it's Amanda. I'm so... I feel a bit sick about
this.
She
knew.
She didn't. That's a great video. That's one of my favourite things to watch sometimes after a drink. Oh, she gets the whole thing wrong. The whole culmination of the series and she messes it up.
I won't do that.
No, of course, mate. And obviously, this is as important as Australia's Next Top Model.
Bigger.
I know. Don't get the wrong person.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's worth getting yesterday's Scott Mills Daily podcast if you missed our dating profiles. Chris saw a business opportunity in voice dating and is thinking of creating an app.
I just think it's a really good idea. It's something new out there. You know, it's really irritating when you hear, you fancy someone, but you don't necessarily fancy their voice. It's an irritating situation to find yourself in.
So what about if you just heard their voice? Some people are saying there was some show called Blind Date on or something in the 90s. Don't know, never heard it. Nice idea. This is all from Unlucky Gary, who says that he gets a bit more info rather than just a photo by looking up the person he's going to date's Ice Bucket Challenge. Because everyone did one.
And if they don't scream in a really manly way, he's not keen.
He doesn't talk to them again. We got a couple of dating profiles yesterday, and people were obsessed with this. Like our listener Fawaz, he did a good profile.
Hi, I'm Fawaz. I'm 26, and I'm from West London. Probably describe myself how I like my food, because that's how I find you get to know people by what food they eat. So I describe myself as a pizza, stuffed crust. Because I'm a bit thick around the sides, with some spices like, say, jalapenos and nice hot red peppers, because I do think I'm hot.
What's he on about?
Also, I like to throw a bit of pineapple in there.
because I do like living life on the edge. My party trick is I can balance normally two cups on my on the top of my head, and then catch them while they fall when they fall off. That's my party trick. If I could take a girl anywhere on a first date, it would probably be Fiji, because it's exotic and it's far away from everywhere.
Pineapple.
And that's it, and I hope you like what you hear.
Oh, bless.
The pizza thing's the best.
I know.
Because he just goes down an alley with it, and he just doesn't seem to be able to... It's like you start with the analogy, and...
doesn't know how to end it.
Makes sense, but he doesn't know where he's going with it.
Yeah. Bit of pineapple, because I like to live on the edge.
It's my favourite thing ever.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about it.
Yeah, it's really good. So if you missed this yesterday, we had two profiles on, another guy called Brad as well, and we got Katie, our listener, to just choose from their voice, find out which one she chose, and hear Brad's profile on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, available for free from the Radio 1 website or wherever you normally get your downloads from.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm enjoying that we do have an inventor on this show, like this mad inventor who just makes things, and is—I don't know if it's his spare time or whether it's his job or what.
It's not very you on the face of it. I remember when we last spoke to him and he was doing something weird, but I wasn't sure if you were keen.
No,
and
I'm embracing the fact that we've got an actual inventor on the show. So let's say good afternoon to him. Hello, Colin.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you now? You're in your invention shed.
I've come inside, actually. I've taken myself out of my comfort zone today, and I'm doing a bit of sewing.
Sewing?
Yes. These inventions are like, you know, I'm trying to encompass a wider range of things here, so I'm actually doing some sewing for this one. It's not all metal and hammers today.
You'll remember Colin, who is our show inventor. He's famous on YouTube for, well, doing lots of inventions, including the one that we liked the most last year, which was when he constructed a massive metal bum and tried to fart at France and place the metal bum on the cliffs at the edge of Great Britain to see if they could hear it over the channel.
It was a monumentous day for me, that was.
I know.
I think I kind of made a bit of history in my own town.
Could they hear it in France or not? I can't even remember.
We don't know. We had two people say they heard it, but they never supplied me with any concrete evidence.
So there was two people on a cliff kind of cupping their ears, listening for a faint sound, and then you just know they would have had a conversation. Was that it? Do you hear it? Do you hear it, mate? Sure I heard a fart.
Exactly.
Hang on, that might have been me.
Is that a fart? Sure I heard a fart.
So, Colin, Happy New Year. I know you've got something which I think we're going to be very interested in, haven't you?
Yeah, basically, I'm going to start a new little series on YouTube next Thursday, called Fergie's Invention Show, where basically I'm making some bizarre, like, mini-inventions. But what I want people to do is I want other people's ideas. It's not just my ideas. So if everyone can start thinking of the maddest ideas possible.
Okay, so maybe people could send them to us as well, yeah?
Yeah, sure, I'll send them to you. I mean, once my videos are up online on the channel, they can put it in the comments.
Let's all gather together on this then, on Twitter and text and everything, so that we get so many ideas, then you'll be able to choose.
What are we thinking for 2015 then, in the mind of our mad inventor, Colin? What's going on?
Oh, yes, lazy students. Not necessarily all the students are lazy, but basically I've kind of made this machine where you can make yourself a meal with doing hardly anything with just leftovers.
Oh my God, this is so good for students who are just returning back to halls. So what is it?
It's going to be called the Vacca Soup. Yeah, so basically it's a Hoover. You're going to be able to suck up the ingredients and it's going to get cooked and blended inside the Hoover.
Oh, this
so,
is good.
You know, say if you've got like an old pizza on the floor, you've got a half a can of peanut butter out, you just stick the Hoover nozzle in, the pizza up, a potato, a bit of chicken bone, it will just mash the whole lot up inside, boil it up, pour it into a bowl, yum.
I mean, I'm not sure about the sort of the health and safety thing with the leftover pizza, sofa pizza, but it sounds good.
I can't see any problems with it. And as it's the students, they won't have used the Hoover for anything else.
The thing is, a lot of people are juicing at the moment because it's the new year. There's like people everywhere drinking containers of green stuff. But this is ideal for students. It's kind of like a blender with all the leftovers that students will have in their house.
Exactly. I mean, you don't have to cook it. You can, you know, you don't have to turn the heater element part of it. There's separate switches for it all. So you could just use it as a juicer.
Where can we see this?
It'll all be on my YouTube channel.
Listen, I know a lot of students are going to absolutely love this idea. So it's like a vacuum cleaner, which also becomes a blender. So you can just like use all the leftovers.
Yes.
So
it's
good.
As simple as that.
And also, we've got a whole year ahead of us. You know, it's 2015. So I would love it if people can send in some ideas to us and one of our listeners can get an invention made by you. I mean, that is the dream.
For some people, that may be a dream, yes.
Well, let's email then, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, something ridiculous that Colin could make in 2015. Listen, we need to come down to your shed soon of inventions,
yes.
or you can bring the inventions here, but I'm guessing that might be quite hard work.
No, either way, I think it'd be great to try and make some Hoover soup in the studio.
Yes, Hoover soup.
Some of the other things you probably wouldn't want in the studio for health and safety and all that malarkey, so you probably better come up here for that. It's all good. I'm free either way.
You know, when they said to me, let's have an inventor on the show, I was like, but it's worked out brilliantly. I love it. So listen, we'll arrange to for you to come and make some Hoover soup soon, and let's get people sending in ideas for what they want you to make this year to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks, Colin. We'll check in soon.
Amazing. Cheers, boys.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I forgot to tell Colin, our inventor, about Charlie Sloth's human dryer that he has in his house after he showers, as mentioned on Real On Air yesterday. You know, it's like those fancy ones you see in the toilets where you stick your hands in, they dry your hands really quick, only for your whole body. The human dryer.
I mean,
it's sick, fam, it dries you in seconds.
I hate the thought of him using it, but it does seem like a cool machine.
Think about it.
No, I don't want to. Because all I imagine is the chain still being on.
And nothing else. There's loads of ideas coming in for Colin, our inventor. Like a large robotic arm for when you're in bed and you need to just grab the remote or turn off the light or shut the door and you don't want to get up. That's good, Mike in Essex.
I think it's one of those things as well. It's almost like homework. If people go away and think about it, we'll get these ideas gradually through. They might not be right now, but just write a little note in your phone and send it in to us.
Someone says, is this the same bloke that created the fastest ever mobility scooter? If so, legend. That's him, Ryan in Norwich. That is definitely him. Okay, so Chris somehow has managed to blag himself a presenting gig tonight at the
huge
British Kebab Awards.
I've never presented an award before.
No, and what a way to start. What an award ceremony to start on. So yeah, this was mentioned at the start of the show. I got Chris the number, he called up, and now you're on tonight presenting an award.
It's so good.
The best bit is, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but they've just emailed us, me and Will, the producer, asking what we want the voice of God to say as your announcement when you walk on. So we've just constructed something which I think you'll like. I'm not going to tell you what it is. The first time you'll know about it is when you hear it tonight over the massive speakers. So they'll be like, please welcome. And then we've given them an intro to say, which you don't know. And it's a good one. I mean, I'm quite pleased.
I mean,
with
I'm that. Assuming you, this is... Yeah. Something I need to be aware of.
No, the first time you'll know about it is when you're in that, like, room with, like, hundreds of people. No, he won't tell you.
I think it's best we don't insult people, though.
No, it's not. It's not insulting, but I think you'll enjoy it. But let's have it as a surprise. I don't want to ruin the surprise for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. A lot of people listening to us in class today. Like, Alex is listening to us in maths. And Ashley, who's listening to us in media, loves that Ray Morris track. That's Fallout Boy, American Beauty, American Psycho. Right, so Christmas and New Year, it's done now. Everyone's back at work. Have you ever needed to bumbleo as much as you do today?
It's quite late in the show for this, really.
Halfway through the week. This is going to be great. First one of the new year.
Feels fresh, fresh and clean.
Fresh and clean.
Yes. Are you ready, everyone? Jenny says, oh, I really need a good long bumbleo today.
First week back and all, isn't it?
Yeah. This week is long. Ed is hedge cutting in Wiltshire, bumbleoing his spuds off. Come on, people, where are you? 81199.
Where are you?
Where are you?
Come on!
Where are you?
to the best foosball supporters. Por eso un día no encuentro
sin el alma. Baz in Chester, Rachel from Coventry, Jack the estate agent in York. Bambaleo, feels good, doesn't it? Ben in Cheltenham's on it. Yes, says Kelly. The Bambaleo Wednesday pause is so tense. Bambaleo Wednesday is a great milestone to the week. First one of 2015, says Glenn on Twitter. Let us know if you're involved. At BBC R1. Bambaleo! Text 81199. Sean in Reading's all over it. Bambaleo!
Word from Gaz in Kent. I've not seen one
yet. Yeah, clap a bit.
40 of
those. Courtney, this is making your revision so much easier. Thanks, Court. Josh from Southport is still off for Christmas, so bumbleing on his own at home. This has picked my spirits up on this gloomy day, says John in King's Lynn. David is bumbleoing in Brent Cross. Pete the Plasterer, bumbleoing in South End.
BCRC!
Blazing!
Yes. The Scott Mills Daily. Live in the
flesh. Stormzy, Know Me From is Radio 1's track of the day. It's number 3 on the BBC Music Sound of 2015 list. Wednesday, and it's Real or No Real with Alice Levine. You appear to have been bumped up the schedule a bit. I like it.
Yes.
Yes. How are you?
Very good. Happy New Year. Can I still say that? No.
And many more.
And many more.
To you and yours.
Okay, so Alice is on Real or No Real. Some of these facts are made up. Some of them are absolutely true. But which is which?
This Christmas, Jamie Oliver FedExed an 8-kilo turkey to Greg James's mum and dad as a goodwill gesture.
How can you FedEx a turkey?
Also, why Greg? And why his mum and dad? Well, actually, no, I understand Greg because he was on the show recently, wasn't he?
But is it hygienic?
I don't know.
But you can't send animals in the post.
But it is dead.
But that's true.
But I'm sure that's still not allowed. I don't know. It's a weird one, this, isn't it?
I've never heard of a turkey being couriered before.
It is odd that it's a goodwill gesture as well, isn't it?
Yeah, because what has Jamie Oliver done wrong to Greg James's parents that he feels like he needs to make it right?
It's like something happened in 2014. I'll send them a turkey. It'll all be fine.
I made a beast of myself in front of Greg James's parents. I need to make amends here.
Also, the FedEx part of it sounds like it was urgent.
Maybe they didn't have one.
The Jameses very slack with their prep? Have they not been out to buy the cranberries and the,
no,
you know, the potatoes? And
I think they'd be all over it myself.
I think Greg James's parents are like the posh couple on Gogglebox.
Yes.
That's what I imagine.
Yes.
So, real or no real, Greg James got a Christmas turkey from Jamie Oliver couriered to his parents' house.
I imagine that after they've met, they probably do move in the same circles. So, for some weird reason, I think that's real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
That's great.
So, Jamie Oliver, you're correct, was on the Greg James show very recently and kindly offered to send Greg and his family a turkey for Christmas. And he was true to his word, and it arrived on Christmas Eve. And next,
to play the role of a stormtrooper in Star Wars, you have to be at least 5'11".
They've got a uniform look about them, haven't they? Mm. You haven't got one really short stormtrooper, one really
that'd be distracting, wouldn't it?
I actually saw some stormtroopers recently at the Elstree Studios, home of Strictly Come Dancing, because that's also where they made and still make, I think, Star Wars.
Because there's a place called George Lucas Stage there, isn't there? That's why.
So this is the thing with stormtroopers and Daleks and things like that. I laugh when I see them on TV because I can't take them seriously because I imagine a bloke inside there, probably naked.
Yes.
Why? Why naked?
Sort of. And they look very threatening from the outside, but you have got to imagine there's a person in there that could probably look quite funny.
Boiling their socks off because it must be so hot in there.
Sweaty
and their previous job was probably like the back end of a panto horse.
Yeah.
Do you get the same stormtrooper out? If you're a stormtrooper, do they just go at the beginning of the day, go grab a stormtrooper outfit, or do you get your one from the day before? Because if you had like a really sweaty person, you wouldn't want to get back into their stormtrooper outfit, would you?
No, I think it'll have your name badge.
Do you think?
Yeah, yeah. So real or no real, you have to be 5'11", to be a stormtrooper on Star Wars?
I mean, it makes sense to have a height limit, kind of like on a roller coaster, so I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Totally real. Can't have them all being different sizes, you're
ridiculous,
right.
Ridiculous, yeah.
What about this next fact on Real or No Real?
Filming was delayed for Blue Go Mad in Ibiza because band member Anthony Costa didn't realise you needed a passport to go there.
Can I just say, I wish I'd come up with this TV format.
It's a great one, isn't it?
The band Blue set up a bar in Ibiza.
Did you see it?
And hilarity ensues.
It's not the kind of thing you would watch.
No, I've just seen the trailer.
Oh, it's not very Levine, is it?
No.
I was reading Twitter whilst this was going on, and there's loads of ideas now banded about A1 going mental on the A1.
911 being working in the police force. Even though that's not the number here technically, but you just shoehorn it in.
Yeah.
Maybe 911 being the police in Ibiza. Do you know what I mean?
Like, does it always have to be in Ibiza, no matter what the idea is?
Yeah, they've obviously got some bog off on hotels in Ibiza. So filming for Blue Go Mad in Ibiza was delayed because Anthony Costa didn't realise you have to have a passport to go to actual Spain.
There's so much to remember, Anthony, isn't there?
Real or no real?
I think this is real.
I think this is no real. Surely Simon would have reminded him.
Yeah, Simon's the sensible
one. Isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Simon.
That one is no real.
No. Passports were up to date, everything checked.
All the suitable documentation was aboard.
And finally,
the British Kebab Awards' most high-profile Twitter follower is none other than Radio 1 and One Extra DJ, Charlie Sloth.
So the British Kebab Awards on tonight, very excited. Alice, I'm presenting an award at it.
That's not true.
It is true.
It's true. It's
happening. His first award ceremony, and it's the.
Oh, you've not been listening.
It's the British Kebab.
I get
Awards.
It on the podcast. What's wrong with you?
She'll hear it in 2 years when she hears it on the podcast.
No, it's on tonight. It's very last minute. Discovered the Kebab Awards are on tonight. I'm on.
Did you request to present an award?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
I did.
Oh my goodness! What is the award, please?
Is that tacky?
Best newcomer.
We're not sure what it is yet. We're waiting for confirmation.
Do you love it? You love it, right?
Oh my god, I'm so jealous.
This is happening. You want to come?
I'd love to come.
Guess what the food is? Three course meal. Kebabs.
I'm really frustrated we haven't got Alice to eat a kebab.
I know.
It was an idea that we banded around a little earlier.
I've had a kebab of shish.
No, shish is not the same.
Not that,
you've not had a dirty doner, have
you? Of course
you?
I haven't. What, is that the one where you use the sauce?
Where you shave it off.
Oh no.
Shave it off.
Can we do this next week? Can we get Alice to eat a doner kebab?
Yeah. Would you do it, though, if I bought you in a dirty doner?
Don't be so snobbish. You'll
of course,
have a doner.
Yeah, I'll have a doner.
You're doing real or no real on Friday.
Can I have lots of salad in it, though?
She's on Friday.
Yeah, so...
Right, Friday kebab.
We'll get doners in on Friday, right?
Oh, God.
All the sauces as well.
Chilli sauce.
I'm quite into the sauces, yeah. I like the condiments, yeah.
Okay, what, chilli sauce?
All right, yeah.
Okay, yes.
Why can we get Alice to eat a piece of dirty food every week? What's that one up north that I still haven't had and I really, really want to have?
Parmo. Chicken, yeah. Parmo.
What is that?
Famous in the northeast.
Brilliant.
Let me show you a picture.
It's amazing. Nicole Scherzinger tried one once on X Factor. It looked like she did. I can't believe that actually passed her
lips.
Oh,
that is...
Chicken Parmo there?
That's beige, isn't it? I love that picture says, a typical takeaway Parmo. Why is it always in a cardboard box? Well, no one eats in for a Parmo, do they?
Nah. It's deep fried chicken in breadcrumbs topped with white bechamel sauce and cheese.
Love a bechamel. Okay, yeah. It's like a croque monsieur, but with chicken.
Well, we'll start you with the Donner and then we'll move on to the Parmo.
Okay.
Real or no real, Charlie Sloth is the most famous follower of the British Kebab Awards.
Every restaurant, if I ever click on it on Twitter, it's always followed by Charlie Sloth. Honestly, it's something I've noticed. We should go through and count how many he's done. This is real.
No, I don't think so. I think there's got to be somebody more famous than Charlie Sloth that's following them. Oh, I'm only saying that because he walked straight past me at King's Cross Station, didn't say hi.
How rude.
I think this is no real.
That one's real.
Oh.
It is real. But I feel that Charlie's going to be eclipsed now. That's not easy. Because we've mentioned it a lot on the show today, and Chris here is presenting an award tonight.
Is it full tux and everything?
Yeah, I have to. Yeah,
no suit, no award presenting. They said,
as the old saying goes.
At the end of that round of real or no real,
it's a draw. I got 30. Alice got 30.
See you on Friday for Donners, yeah?
I'll see you Friday.
Can't wait.
I'm anxious.
Those are the best bits of Wednesday's show. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Come join us for Hugh Stevens' Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.